Brian, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, I'm certainly not an Inuit. I'm a bureaucrat from the European Commission. I would like to structure my intervention into two parts. The first one is about the changing global landscape regarding research and innovation. And the second issue is how the European Union addresses and intends to address these challenges. On the first point, I think we all agree that increasing global collaboration in research area is desirable because of global economic financial crisis, less public funds are available, societal challenges are often global, and finally, science technology increasingly expects to contribute to the resolution of societal challenges. So all these pleads of increased global collaboration in research and development. But there is also another reason why there should be a strengthened and reinforced global cooperation in research. It's because it's becoming increasingly feasible because the patterns are much more comparable. If you extrapolate, for example, the existing investments in research and innovation towards 2050, you will see that the pattern regarding investments changes considerably. For the time being, still the G7, Europe is in the lead. But we all know that Europe and the United States, the part of spending investments in research and innovation from Europe and the United States is declining compared to other parts of the world, in particular Asia. So there is a clearly change in pattern of research and investment spending over the coming years, and very soon new countries, I wouldn't even call them emerging economies, will bypass Europe. There is a second issue, which is it's not only the investments that change considerably, but also the performance patterns change considerably. This just gives you an idea of world shares in patents. You see still the G7 and Europe is in the lead. But very soon, all these curves will cross and other parts of the world will take over. So it's a more common level playing field in the future, and this makes international collaboration in research and innovation more desirable and more feasible. It's certainly true that there are also other elements which makes this global collaboration beneficial. I do not want to specify them in detail, but they are just self-evident. Now, how does Europe intend to reply to these new challenges? In particular, when it comes to reinforced global cooperation in research and innovation. As you know, the European Union has the world's largest research funding program, the Framework Program 7 for the time being, and there is the next framework program forthcoming. It's FP7 is about 550 billion euros. And we are already now putting a lot of effort regarding international cooperation. This picture just shows you how many projects have links with other parts of the world. These are projects and links created thanks to EU project funded under the research framework program. So already in the past and in the present, we put a lot of attention to this international cooperation because we are convinced that it's mutually beneficial and it's a necessity. Now, it is also true that European Union has identified certain challenges which we need to respond. The first one is one on fragmentation. As you know, Europe is composed of 27 member states, and all these member states still maintain their research and innovation policy. But in addition to this, you have at the European level the European Research Framework Program. But just this example on nanotechnology shows that, in fact, the output in terms of performance is not as good in Europe compared to the United States. Also, the spending in nanotechnology, if you take the European member states together, is much higher. So this pleads for more synergies, for more common definition of research agendas amongst the European member states. The innovation gap, I think it has already been made very clear that policy requests from research that we produce added value. There is added value in terms of resolution of social problems, but there is also added value in terms of growth and jobs. And we have very clearly realized when we have prepared the new framework program for research and innovation that our politicians expect clear evidence that our research program provides added value in terms of innovation, in terms of performance in basic science, in terms of performance in industrial technologies. Now, what do we intend to do in the next framework program? You know, the framework program 7, which is presently in place until 2013, has about 50 billion euro. The European Commission has recently proposed the budget for the next research framework program that should cover the period 2040 to 2020. The European Commission has deliberately decided to heavily increase the money available for research and innovation funding by almost 50% compared to the period 2007 to 2013, because exactly we consider, the European Union considers, that research and innovation is at the core if you want to deliver growth and jobs. So by definition, our next framework program will have as a major objective the creation of jobs and growth, but it will be also focused on the resolution of societal challenges. And once again, for the political reasons I have just described, we have to put a lot of emphasis on a maximization of outputs, impacts, value for money and societal returns from investments in R&D. How? In particular, also through the provision of seamless support from research to innovation, from idea to market. One of the weaknesses we think Europe has compared to other parts of the world is that we do not get enough innovation out of research. If you compare patents, applications, but also patents granted, it is very clear that Europe is lagging behind other parts of the world. So we really consider that we have to put a lot of emphasis on the outputs, but also on the measuring of the outputs in terms of resolution of societal challenges, but also in terms of jobs and growth. We intend to propose by the end of next week, in fact, the next research framework program, which is called Horizon 2020. And this framework program will center the research areas to which we will provide funding into three parts. There will be a part funding excellent science, which continues to fund successful initiatives like the European Research Council, Future and Emerging Technologies, Marie Curie Actions for Mobility of Young Academicians, and the funding of research infrastructures. But we will also, and in particular, to provide more innovation, support industrial leadership through better access to risk finance, innovation in SMEs. In these areas, it's in particular the industry and the enterprises who will determine the research agenda. And finally, the lion's part of our budget will be concentrated on spending on 6 specific societal challenges, which are centered about health, demographic change and well-being, food security, secure, clean and efficient energy, smart and green and integrated transport, climate actions, resource efficiency and raw materials, and inclusive, innovative and secure societies. These will be the main funding objectives which we will propose to our member states, who have to adopt together with the European Parliament this proposal by the end of 2013. In this new framework program, which we will propose next year, for the reasons already set out at the beginning of my intervention, we will concentrate very much on international cooperation. we will hopefully even further improve compared to now. So this is, in a nutshell, how Europe intends to react on these changing patterns on the worldwide research and innovation landscape. Thank you very much.